It's early in the morning in Bifengxia, a mountainous area in Sichuan province, southwest China. Panda caretakers have already started their day. Yet among the uniformed keepers, a few Caucasian faces stand out. Kaylee came all the way from England to be a panda volunteer.
We've cleaned out their outside area with all the bamboo, and we've cleaned up all the poo. and then later we're going to go and make them some lunch. We just knew that this was the best place for us to come and the only place that offers this in the world. So that's why we're here. And we didn't want to go to a zoo. Yeah, we wanted to come somewhere where they're looked after and where we could be a part of that.
But Kaylee and her friend are not the only ones who are offering a helping hand. Hawaii-based William Berg and his wife Karen have been in love with the tubby, fluffy creatures since 2005, when a birth of Taishan was broadcast through a webcam. In the past 5 years, the couple has adopted 3 pandas and been actively involved in volunteering.
I think they're a unique animal that needs to be preserved.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to do everything we can in their conservation. And we're trying to help in the little bit we can by donating to their
donation program.
Yeah, the donation program.
Overseas institutions also take part in panda preservation. Suzanne Braden is director of Pandas International, a global NGO dedicated to protecting this rarest member of the bear family. She says her original intention of founding this organization was to fill the gap in medical supplies and equipment.
When I first came in 1999, if they needed to do a blood test on a panda at Wulong, they would have to draw the blood, drive down to the nearest human hospital. Sample could be spoiled by the time it made it to the hospital. So one of the first things that we started providing was blood chemistry analyzers that every vet hospital in the United States would have, but they were not available at that time in China. So we started sending that type of medical equipment.
At the same time, an educational program is launched to encourage young children, especially those from America, to conserve pandas. As the head of Wulong Panda Base, Li Wei speaks highly of the international input.
These organizations act like our branches and representatives in foreign countries. Take Pandas International, for example. They helped raise the awareness in America for panda preservation. They have contributed a lot in terms of research and conservation. The Panda Protection Association in Japan strengthens the friendship between our two nations.
So far, China has carried out cooperation projects on giant pandas with zoos from 17 countries. For CRI, I'm Huang Shan.